Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show Thursday. Brent Hesse here with you and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
Doing great. I love getting closer into the weekend, and it's Halloween weekend. Lots of cool stuff going on. But, I mean, for the Did You Know Show, I know you kind of have something to deal with.
Yeah, I do have a Halloween theme, Did You Know? So, well, I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, mine's not so much, but I guess in the same sense, it's kind of a costume, I guess we can say. So, did you know, and a lot of people might know this, but I just wanted to do this one just in case you didn't know, because it is a pretty cool fact. Did you know that Queen Elizabeth had a longtime body double?
No, I didn't know that.
So, yeah. So, obviously, in the past, leaders have historically used body doubles before, kind of to, if they were to get assassinated.
They thought they were in
maybe
danger,
yeah. Kill the wrong person, even though that's a pretty bloody reason. You're a body double, that kind of sucks, right? But that's what they were used for. But Queen Elizabeth, her body double, served a completely different purpose than being the assassin guinea pig type of thing. What it was is she was a big part of the Queen of the United Kingdoms by simply showing up. So the Queen was obviously very, very busy all the time when it came to opening hospitals, hosting foreign dignitaries. The Queen was just always busy. So a major part of her events would require rehearsals, and that's where Ella Slack came in. That's the body double's name. So although she doesn't look like Her Majesty in the face, she had the same height and the same build. So if there was an event that needed to test camera angles or see if the sun would be at the Queen's eyes or anything like that, it was Slack's job to go be the rehearsal double.
Gotcha.
And kind of see if there are any issues. So Slack got the job while she was working at BBC Event Department in the 1980s. She stood in for the Queen more than 50 times, including riding in the royal carriage and attending rehearsals for the opening of Parliament. Now, however, Slack didn't get to enjoy all the comforts of royalty. As a strict rule, she was never allowed to actually sit on the throne in the House of Lords and instead just lurked about it, kind of. So if she needed to, like, be in the room as the double or as rehearsal, she couldn't sit down. She had to just kind of pace around it in a sense. But she was never paid for her stand-in efforts, but they considered her role a pleasure and honor. So it wasn't even
just
like
for the Queen.
Just for the Queen. That's just what it was.
It's part of the role is being a citizen, huh?
Yep, I guess so. There
you
go.
That's interesting. I guess it's definitely – well, it's definitely not a high-pressure role, I guess, if it's just – it was really more of just a job.
Right,
kind of,
yeah, you know, no talking, no – you just had to
– You weren't even really faking like you were acting like the Queen, just kind of
making
sure being in those roles.
Prepped.
Exactly.
Yep,
okay.
That's it.
I gotcha. Yeah, it's definitely – interesting, you know, not what I was expecting.
No, not me either, but.
Cool. Okay, my did you know today? So did you know that the White House is considered the country's most famous haunted house and that there's a first lady that haunts it?
What? No, I didn't know that.
So yeah, the White House has been rumored to seen a lot of potential ghosts in the house, and a lot of presidents have even mentioned that they've either seen or believed in ghosts after experiences in the White House. So the White House was built in 1792, got my numbers mixed up.
I was going to say, that was recent.
Meant to say 1792.
Okay,
just
that
a
makes sense.
Dyslexic moment. But so the first president to live in the White House was John Adams, and his wife, Abigail Adams, made her the first lady of the White House, and there's rumors that she still haunts it to this day. So here's
so
the story.
She died in it, apparently.
Yes, here's the story that because it was newly completed, the East Room was the warmest and driest in the building. It was the first one that hit the sun in the morning.
Okay.
And so Abigail used to hang her wash there. Many have reported seeing her in or near the East Room in the two centuries since, often with her arms outstretched as though still carrying laundry. So not the most menacing of ghosts.
Right.
She's just a laundry ghost.
Laundry ghost.
Yes, definitely quite a shock for anybody that has said they've seen Abigail Adams haunting the White House.
It would be funny if all the wives of the presidents, like that's one of the briefings when you get the new president goes in, they brief the wife, hey, every once in a while, you need to walk around that room like you're carrying laundry for the reporters. Well, there you go. That's kind of, I didn't know. That's pretty wild.
So that is your little Halloween did you know about the White House. And we learned about Queen Elizabeth and her body double. Great episode of the Did You Know Show, and we'll have another one for you tomorrow.